The Soviet Union and the Cold War may have ended, but Russia's influence still looms large in the region, and so does the shadow of the Chernobyl nuclear disaster. That's why a plan in Belarus to build a nuclear reactor, funded by the Russian government, has Lithuania on edge. Reed Standish is a reporter who covered this for Foreign Policy. He says the new power plant is being built in Ostrovets, just 12 miles across the border from Lithuania.
They have a combination of environmental concerns. This is a region that's still scarred by the memory of Chernobyl in 1986. There's also the safety concerns. The Lithuanian government has expressed that there's some lax standards on the Belarus plant, and there's been some accidents in the past that have made them worry that this could lead to another nuclear incident. And then on top of all of that, there's these geopolitical concerns. This reactor is getting built by Belarus, but it's funded by the Russian government through its state-owned energy conglomerate known as Rosatom, which does nuclear energy. So this has them very concerned that there's some ulterior motive to this plant and that Russia might be wanting to sell cheap electricity into the European Union energy market and in that way have another sort of political tool in order to push on these countries that are trying to get out of Moscow's orbit.
So that's a healthy list of concerns there, environment, safety, and politics. Let's start with the environment. I mean, as you said, Chernobyl happened in 1986. That was just 30 miles from Lithuania. How fresh are those memories, and what are Lithuanian officials worried about?
There's a river that runs very close to the reactor that goes from Belarus into Lithuania. And so there's concerns that there could be nuclear runoff from that. A lot of their concerns stem from a lack of transparency with Belarus. You know, the Lithuanian government is very outspoken against the current government in Belarus run by Alexander Lukashenko, who's been in power for a very long time. They don't really take the government in Minsk at its word. So when Minsk says that it's complying by all the proper international nuclear regulations, you know, they want to see more evidence.
What kind of influence does Russia have in Lithuania right now?
Lithuania has to import about 2/3 of its electricity. So it knows that it's in a position where it could potentially get put over the barrel, so to speak. The Kremlin did similar things with natural gas to Ukraine twice in the 2000s, and it actually impeded the flow of natural gas into Lithuania right in the heart of winter. So when it's come to oil and natural gas, Lithuania has been moving very quickly to try and wean itself off Russian control. But when we get to the issue of electricity, they've been quite a bit further behind, and I think that's where a lot of this anxiety is coming from.
It sounds like what you're saying, though, Reed, is that this nuclear plant is symbolic of just a general concern in Lithuania, that the Kremlin is always trying to expand its sphere of influence.
Yeah, the Lithuanian government is probably one of the most outspoken governments against the Kremlin, especially since the annexation of Crimea and the outbreak of war in Ukraine in 2014. Again, the Lithuanian concerns for this kind of thing are that the Belarusians can't be taken at their word. And a lot of that distrust is in the politics of all of this. You know, Lithuania was the first country to declare independence from the Soviet Union, and it has a deep-seated suspicion of Moscow and, by association, Belarus, because it sees Belarus as a client state of the Kremlin.
You know, Reed, there's a lot of talk these days about Russian interference in the U.S. political process, but it's striking to have you remind us that some of these countries on the eastern border with Russia have been wary of Moscow for years. Would you say this is old news for countries like Lithuania?
They definitely say it's old news. When I was there speaking with senior people within the government, this is something I would always ask about, you know, what do you think of what's happening in Washington with alleged interference in the election? And they would say, this is nothing new to us. This has been the reality for us since the last 100 years even.
Yeah, old news, but still very relevant for Lithuanians. Reed Standish, a journalist based in Finland, thank you very much for explaining this.
Thanks for having me on.